I'm an avid runner from San Antonio. I've been running for more than 40 years, and this would have been my 14th Boston Marathon. I've run more than 160 marathons altogether, and I always look forward to Boston because there are just millions of people out there cheering you on, and there's just a contagious enthusiasm.
Tell me about the start of this race yesterday. What was it like?
Well, it was like every other start. It went off pretty much on time, which is amazing when you consider that there are almost 30,000 runners, and it was mild weather. It was in the low to mid-40s, I guess, a light breeze, intermittent sunshine, and everyone said what great weather this was for the Boston Marathon.
Did you actually hear or feel or see the explosions?
I didn't, no. I was not that far away, but there are so many people out there. All you hear is the noise of the crowd. And then all of a sudden I realized there was no place to run, and police and volunteers and other runners were coming back towards me saying, "The race is over, the race is over. There's been an explosion," and then someone said there have been two explosions, and then right away they said, "You've got to evacuate." Well, nobody knew where to evacuate. It wasn't like there was an evacuation route. So they kept pushing us further and further away towards the Charles River. You know, people knew something terrible had happened, so no one challenged authority. You know, people said, "Well, I need to meet my family," or so on, and they just said, "You've got to get out of here now." And obviously they expected or were concerned about the possibility of additional explosions.
What was going on through your mind when authorities are telling you there were explosions there? I mean, that's obviously the last thing you're expecting to hear.
I didn't envision what had happened. I wondered whether someone was setting off fireworks in celebration, and that hit along people. But to cancel a marathon of this scale and this impact, it must have been something terrible. And then I had my cell phone with me in my pocket, and I got it out and tried to call my daughter, who had come up from New Jersey to root for me and meet me at the finish line. She had seen me earlier on the course at about the 10-mile mark, and we said, "Let's meet at the we'll meet at the finish line." So immediately I was worried about her, because the more snippets I was getting, I realized the tragedy, the bombing had taken place near the finish line, and they closed the cell service in this 2-3 mile radius, so everyone had a cell phone to their ear, and no one could get text or voice or anything, which just made it even more alarming.
Wow.
Trying friends and family were safe.
Where were you exactly at the race when they told you to start going the other way and evacuate? How far were you
about
from the finish line?
The 3 to 4 minutes finishing, I was maybe a third of a mile from the finish line. I couldn't see the finish line because you have to make a turn before you get there. And I was on the street that runs parallel to the street you finish on. And then you make a right turn and a left turn to go to the finish. It's rather dramatic and exciting. So I didn't hear the explosion. My daughter, who was only about two blocks from it, did hear it, and again was immediately evacuated.
How do you think this is going to impact you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it will impact great sporting events like this, like the Olympics, like World Series, because the marathon in Boston has always been the big event. It kind of puts Boston on the map as a sports town. This was the 117th Boston Marathon. It's the first marathon in this country, and it's still going. As it affects me, I guess I'll run. I won't think about this happening again, but I'm sure the people who organize marathons, like the one in San Antonio in November, which draws almost as many people, are going to have to take a very close look at what security is required.
So you will continue to run the Boston Marathon?
Oh, I don't know that I'll come back to Boston, but I'll still run marathons. Yes. And today I'm seeing I'm probably about 200 yards from the finish. They've got barricades all around, and I'm seeing a number of people wearing their Boston Marathon shirts, jackets, hats, backpacks, coming out to, I don't know, to see what happened, but also kind of in a show of solidarity to say, this is a terrible tragedy, but I'm a marathoner, and the Boston Marathon is something that's important in my life.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the other people that were there running that race with you?
Well, I'm obviously relieved that family and friends I know are all right, but I'm deeply moved, as I'm sure everyone is, by the extent of the tragedy. It's a tragedy, and my heart goes out to the victims and their families and their loved ones.